Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is a brutal, brutal clip for Fox News, and this is how it's done, Democrats. I want to show you all the moment that Democratic Representative Jason Crow goes live on Fox News and knocks down MAGA lie after MAGA lie. The Fox host on the left, Martha McCallum, tries to pin him in a corner or put him in a box multiple times by very clearly misrepresenting his position after he says something completely common sense. She goes, "Wait a minute, are you saying that you're okay with Americans dying from drug overdoses?" And he goes, "No, of course that's not what I'm saying." And then she continues to do that over and over, face planting, stepping on the rake. And he goes, "No, that's not what I'm saying." So let me play for you this clip, because afterwards, she even brings in a Republican representative who essentially backs up the Democratic representative's arguments. It is a brutal segment. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. And this starts off with Representative Jason Crow pointing out that the Maduro regime is still in place. It is not regime change if you allow the handpicked vice president of Maduro, whose name is Rodriguez, to stay in power and control the military and make decisions. The Maduro regime is still standing. I'll let Representative Jason Crow take it from here.
Talk about it since 1989, as we've just heard many prominent Democrats do.
The Maduro regime, as it was constructed, exists almost in its entirety as we sit here today in Venezuela.
So they should have taken out the whole thing.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So we should take out no one.
What I'm saying is I don't believe it's in our immediate interest that Americans want us to be engaged in another nation-building quagmire like we have done for 20 years.
You have about 100,000 Americans dying of drug overdose, most of those drugs coming from Venezuela and other places, Colombia certainly as well.
That's actually not true.
That's it's not true that 100,000 Americans.
The majority of the deaths by drugs in America are the result of meth and fentanyl. Almost none of that comes from Venezuela.
So you're okay with massive amounts of cocaine traffic coming into the United States from Venezuela?
No, I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is if we want a real drug strategy, if we want to stop fentanyl and meth, which is largely what's killing our children and devastating our communities, then we need a real drug strategy to do that. But actually going and deposing a foreign leader and capturing them and now saying we're going to run the country, as Donald Trump just said on Saturday,
is not going to stop that. But he was indicted by the U.S. Justice Department. So we should just not follow through on action and indictments of our own Justice Department to bring him to justice in the United States. Otherwise, what's the point of these sorts of indictments?
That is not at all what I'm saying, right? There are thousands of people who are indicted. But just because somebody is indicted, does that mean that we go and depose a leader and actually say we're going to run a country? Donald Trump on Saturday said very specifically that the United States is going to run Venezuela, that we're going to be in control of it, and we're going to put our oil companies in place.
We didn't leave anyone there. So I think that interpretation, it sounds to me that the interpretation is to try to help the oil industry get up and running again, to prevent the drug operation from flowing across. We've seen the early steps of that operation.
All right, there's another clip to play in just one moment. It gets even worse, but I am so sick of this dumb lost puppy bit that Martha McCallum seems to be doing. Like, she's lost throughout her entire segment, and Jason Crow isn't saying anything confusing. He literally said that we should focus on American priorities, and she goes, "Oh, so you don't think we should execute our Justice Department's warrants and indictments?" And he goes, "No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not at all saying that we shouldn't execute the law. I'm saying that it's not executing the law to go into a foreign nation militarily and grab the leader." I mean, he's making very common sense remarks, and the entire time, Martha McCallum just seems to be entirely lost. In this clip, Martha McCallum then brings on Representative Maria Salazar right after the moment with Jason Crow to back her up. She says, "What do you think about what the representative said here?" And the Republican representative then points out that Machado should be the nominee and should be the rightful person in power, the opposition leader, Machado. Right now, the Trump admin is still allowing the Maduro regime to stay intact. So basically, this Republican representative only backs up what Jason Crow was just saying moments ago. Take a listen.
America First agenda. Yes.
So just real quickly, if you can, Maria Machado, you just heard what Congressman Crow said about her not being part of this, at least the initial stage of this plan. I know that you traveled to Oslo with her. Was she disappointed to hear that they're allowing the elevation of the vice president to run the country for now?
Boom, right there, Martha McCallum basically concedes, and as the segment continues, they concede it is still the same regime.
Well, I have not been able to talk to her, but I do know that she is very much pro-America, and she dedicated that Nobel Peace Prize to the president. We have to put things into context, and the opposition within Venezuela understands that. We need to, this Delcy lady who swore herself in, and that we have to work with her for now, but Marco Rubio said it. It's been 48 hours. Let's give us a few months until we create the stability. And I'm sure that Maria Corina Machado, who is the leader of the opposition, of the Democratic opposition, will go back in, be able to put together the process so you can have free and fair elections with international observers. I'm sure she will be the nominee that Maduro did not allow her to be, the presidential nominee. I'm sure she's going to win. Okay. But, you know, the good thing here is that the Americans are behind all of this, not the Russians or the Cubans or the Chinese.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, a couple of days ago over the weekend, they lost a lot of their leverage in that part of the world.
Okay, there's this new MAGA talking point that regime change is okay as long as it's the United States carrying it out and not Russia or China. Number one, this is the opposite of the America First type of rhetoric I've been hearing for a while. Number two, can I point out that the reports are, sources close to the White House told the Washington Post, Trump only lost interest in backing the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Machado, the actual pro-democracy advocate who seems to be on the right path. He lost interest in backing her to lead the country because she accepted her Nobel Peace Prize rather than demanding it be given to Trump, which was viewed as the ultimate sin. Quote, two people close to the White House said the president's lack of interest in boosting Machado, despite her recent efforts to flatter Trump, stemmed from her decision to accept the Nobel Peace Prize, an award the president has openly coveted. Although Machado ultimately said she was dedicating the award to Trump, her acceptance of the prize was an ultimate sin, said one of the people. If she turned down the prize and said, I can't accept it because of Donald Trump, she'd be the president of Venezuela today, the person said. That is absolutely absurd that we are dictating regime change. It's not even regime change. Friend of the show, Griffin Phil, points out, this is what we call regime coercion. When you keep the same regime in place, remove the leader, and then coerce the next leader to allow oil executives, you know, to grab the riches. It is despicable, and I'm glad that Representative Jason Crow went on air and pointed out the regime is still intact. Even when they call in Representative Maria Salazar from Florida, who was on the Foreign Affairs Committee, she backs it up by saying, yeah, Machado is the person who should be in power, is the rightful leader of the opposition, and there needs to be an election held ASAP. The Trump administration seems to have turned a somewhat successful initial military operation, which was carried out in less than 90 minutes, into another prolonged endless war where now we have to be constantly applying pressure to a South America regime. I'm going to leave it there. Obviously, Maduro was an awful, awful, terrible leader, but it's not very helpful now that the regime is still in charge, still in control. His VP is the acting president. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.